Today, we're unlocking the world of coaching and its transformative power on our fitness journeys. Whether you're a seasoned athlete or just starting, the right coach can propel you towards your goals with unmatched speed. We'll explore what makes a good coach-athlete relationship tick, the various coaching styles at your fingertips, and how self-coaching can be a game changer in your personal growth saga. Ready to discover how a coach can revolutionize your fitness path? Let's dive in.
Welcome to Also Ninja Fitness, where we share our love for sports such as Ninja Warrior, parkour, and gymnastics to help you achieve the power, skills, and freedom of movement of the functional fitness athlete you are meant to be.
Imagine the amount of work it must take to get an optimal physique. Now imagine it took only half of that time. Wouldn't that be worth it? That's the power of coaching. A coach is not a mentor or someone you have to pay for. They're someone who has the knowledge and experience to get you where you want to go and accelerate your progress. That could be knowing how to optimize your training through technique or just someone who motivates you. In the world of Ninja Warrior, parkour, and gymnastics, where every movement counts, there's a reason coaches are necessary, especially at that level. They see the unseen, correcting form, optimizing strategies, and pushing you beyond the boundaries of self-imposed limits. They know what an Olympic level is, how to get there in several years, and know what to do now to get there. It's their expertise that transforms good into great, making the journey of mastering bodyweight sports a well-guided adventure towards excellence. Coaches provide context, breathing life into your practice by connecting the dots between effort and results. With the invaluable role of coaching, and again, that doesn't necessarily need to be someone who you pay for, it's someone who gets you from point A to point B faster. Let's navigate through different coaching styles that cater to a unique need of an athlete in bodyweight sports and how to choose the one that best aligns with your personal goals. We're not talking about the difference between in-person coaching or online coaching. You can get the results no matter what. It's more of that specific coach and how they coach. Sometimes someone excels so much with one coach, and then when they go with someone else, they plummet, or the other way around. This is one of those reasons. You might get a coach that will make you worse instead of reaching your potential. The pushing coach uses the power of pressure to transform coal into diamonds. They drive athletes hard, demanding more than what seems possible, asking that true potential emerges. This is not the solution for everyone, but exactly what some people need to break through their limits. The empowering coach builds athletes up from the inside out. They focus on mental fortitude, self-belief, and a deep understanding of one's own worth, encouragement, personalized goals, and celebrating every victory, no matter how small. The strategist is a master of technique and tactics. They dissect movements and strategies with surgical precision, turning sessions into a chess game where the move is calculated. For athletes intrigued by the how and the why, this coach turns the complexities into an open book. Choosing your coaching style is more than a preference. It's about what sparks the fire in you. Do you need the relentless push, the uplifting encouragement, or the strategic guide? Now you have an idea that a coach does not just mean someone who will help you, but their method and personality will change how you react to that guidance. A good coach will help you learn something about yourself. If the coaching style is not right for you, as long as you learn something from it, and then you can find another one that clicks with you. Sometimes mentors that you have in your life are people who give one piece of advice and that sticks with you. Sometimes it's the lessons that you learn, and sometimes it's the lessons that you wish you didn't learn that stick with you as well. Let's explore a bit more on what you should be looking for when it comes to advice, not just the coach, but just advice in general. Anyone with a voice has an opinion, but that does not mean you should listen to them. At the top is someone who got where you want to go and has gotten others there as well. This coach knows the way, they've traveled it, faced its challenges head on, and have a proven blueprint that has been tested with multiple people multiple times. Next is the person who's gotten others where you want to go. They can see the champion within and sculpt the path. Some of the best Olympic gymnastic coaches have never done any kind of gymnastics in their entire lives. Then there is someone who has gotten there themselves. Their firsthand experience is an example of one thing that can work. This is very far from guarantee and simply shows one option. Coaching is a different skill. A great athlete does not mean a great coach. At the bottom are observers of success, those who have witnessed others and can give insight, but a lot of it is opinion. Of course, last is someone who just has an opinion on the subject. This is someone playing telephone with advice. Are you going to get advice from someone like that? I'm sure you have gotten advice like that before. Either someone who has an opinion or someone says that they can get you where you want to go. That might seem logical and it makes sense, but a lot of times we fall into two different traps. The first is listening to someone that you can trust, but does not match the list we mentioned here. It is much easier to trust someone that has a connection with family or friends, but trust is not a requirement for knowledge. Next is the trap of someone who seems as if they have gotten there before. It breaks my heart to see internet personalities who look great with a six-pack and mountains of muscle. What they did to get there is not what they teach or talk about or what would work for you. Also, coaching is a different skill. A great athlete does not mean a great coach, but they do have knowledge that would be useful in your journey. They might not be a great coach, maybe a great training partner. How many times have I seen high-level gymnasts who retire from being an athlete and try to be a coach and it just doesn't do the same thing? The coach-athlete relationship is very important. So let's dive into that a little bit. Sometimes the coach you need in the moment is someone who has no idea what they're doing. Have you ever had a training partner that just makes the session feel as if you have pushed your limits? Congratulations, you've been coached. Maybe not in technique or knowledge, but in effort. What you need is a coach that you can trust. That is the main ingredient. You might not like the coach personally, maybe they don't know everything, and maybe that's okay. If you trust the coach and that they're dedicated to your growth, that's a true quality of a coach. Knowledge can always be gained. If you trust that they have the experience as well, now that is a great coach. That coach also needs to trust the athlete's efforts, boundaries, and individuality. Acknowledging that courage is a resource to pushing limits and embracing vulnerability in the pursuit of excellence. It's created through consistent action, transparency, communication, and a shared commitment to the athlete's goals and well-being. Trust. A coach is someone who helps you get closer to your goal. This can be done through knowledge, action, drive, or being mentored towards that goal. There is, however, one aspect that a coach can help you that has nothing to do with knowledge or advice, and that's accountability and motivation. These are the forces that propel athletes forward, ensuring they remain committed to their path and resilient in the face of adversity. How many times have we just given up on something because we didn't feel accountable? We didn't feel motivated. We just didn't feel it. Let's look at it from a sports perspective. If a kid gets coached hard at a top level, but only has a career of 6 to 8 years, that's pretty good. That's a long career, especially at a high level. Now, what about the coach that focuses more on accountability and motivation? And now that athlete does that sport for the rest of their lives, 30 plus years of doing that kind of sport. Will that long-term athlete podium? Will that athlete be the highest level in their age when they're a child? Maybe, maybe not. However you think about the quality of life, opportunities, friendships, growth, and more, don't you think that side is better? And again, they're doing the sport for about 30 years. Volume-wise, isn't that better? Again, it depends on what you want. Do you want to live like a king for a day or live like a prince for the rest of your life? Accountability and motivation are the twin engines that drive athletes forward, turning ambition into action and dreams into reality. Accountability isn't just about showing up. It's about committing fully to the process and owning every step of the journey. It's the silent promise between coach and athlete that come rain and shine, the work gets done. This commitment breeds a sense of responsibility, a powerful motivator in itself. When an athlete knows their coach is counting on them and vice versa, it adds weight to the purpose, transforming routine tasks into meaningful steps towards their goals. Motivation, on the other hand, is the fuel that keeps the flame of ambition burning bright. It's deeply personal, yet universally understood. For some, motivation might stem from the desire to overcome a personal challenge or to stand on that podium. For others, it's the joy of mastering a skill or the thrill of competition. A coach's role is to discover what lights that fire within and keep it burning, using it to ignite passion, perseverance, and peak performance. Together, accountability and motivation form a feedback loop of progress and satisfaction. With each milestone, motivation grows, reinforces that accountability and their goals. It's a cycle of success where each element feeds into the other, propelling the athlete forward in their journey. And you might have felt like that before. I know a lot of people in fitness where when they first start getting into it, it's really tough to start seeing those results. It's when they start seeing those results, they feel better going to the gym, and then go to the gym and they feel better because of the results. And then it creates that feedback loop. In my personal opinion, motivation and discipline are talked about a lot, especially in fitness and sports, and yet they're misunderstood. I don't think that these words are defined well enough, at least the way that I would use them, and they're used really too loosely, like a motivational speech. For example, motivation is used a lot in the context of feeling or desire to do something, and discipline is doing the action regardless of those feelings. If you brush your teeth every single day, is that considered discipline? For most people, you would just consider it a habit. At one point, I'm going to dive deeper into this subject, but for now, just know that a coach can help a lot with your motivation and what we quote unquote call discipline. Now, if your goal is focused more on skill, then there is something a coach might be crucial to get to where you want to go, especially faster. This is the technical side and understanding of skills, which is more closely related to bodyweight fitness. Could you imagine someone going to the Olympics without ever being coached? Now, that would be a story that would be in a movie in no time. Technical skill development is a cornerstone of mastering any sport, especially in bodyweight disciplines like Ninja Warrior, parkour, and gymnastics. This stage is where the raw potential is sculpted into precise, efficient movement, transforming athletes into masters of their craft. The focus is on the details. It's about breaking down complex moves into manageable parts, ensuring each element is performed with accuracy and intention. This ensures skills are not only learned but mastered, allowing athletes to perform with confidence. They make sure that the building blocks are strong to make sure your future skills are learned faster. How would you learn to do a double backflip if your normal backflip is not great? It's an extreme example, but I hope it shows the point. They offer corrections, demonstration, techniques, and provide that feedback loop necessary for continuous improvement. Ideally, coaches who help you with skills have been there before, know the common mistakes, and know how to build those building blocks. In most cases, breaking a bad habit is much harder than building a good habit in the first place. That does not mean you can't be self-taught. Parkour is a sport that has a lot to do with self-discovery and improving oneself. At the beginning, there was no experts, no gyms, no classes. The founders who did amazing top-level skills were all self-taught. However, they were coached by others in a way that you motivate each other or you learn something from others. They learned things from other sports, motivated each other, and helped each other sharing their strengths and weaknesses, or just trying to break down a move together so collectively they try to understand it, which helps everyone else. Coaching doesn't always mean hiring a coach. That means having someone teach you a lesson somehow. Maybe it is difficult for you to get a coach that can help you as personally as a coach for a sport, or maybe you've outgrown the coach, such as an athlete getting older or more experienced and they've learned everything they need. What would self-coaching look like? What happens when the student becomes the master or never had a master in the first place? Self-coaching is where the athletes use the knowledge, techniques, and insights from previous coaching to fuel their progress. Effective self-coaching means staying continuously learning. Athletes learn to identify their strengths, weaknesses, applying targeted effort to areas needing improvement. Athletes may seek out new techniques, strategies, and trainings to enhance their skills. It's a commitment to a lifelong learning with a proactive approach to seeking knowledge outside the traditional coach-athlete dynamic. Accountability shifts internally in self-coaching. The athlete becomes responsible for their motivation, setting realistic, like challenging goals, and holding themselves accountable for reaching them. This internal drive is what sustains long-term growth and progress. When it comes to skills, you are going to have to try to self-identify the mistakes, or at least learn how to problem solve by understanding moves. From a skill standpoint, most moves have positions, actions, and strength. Are you doing the right action when you're supposed to? Are you strong enough to hold those positions or do those actions? Are you hitting those moves? I've talked about before about having an app that records you and you can watch them yourselves. You are going to learn a lot on how things break down. And it's not easy, for sure. For most of my athletic career, I've never had a personal coach or did classes from an inexperienced athlete. It was a lot from the community itself and those who were passionate about the sport that I was training with or alongside, or maybe even just met once or twice. I would have never traveled across the country for parkour if it was not because of my training partner, Zach, or gotten to compete internationally in Ninja if it wasn't for Jace, an amazing stuntman. Sometimes the coach or mentor that helps you the most was just one lesson that opened your eyes and set yourself down the right path. From the first step of understanding what coaching brings to the table, navigating through the types of methods of coaching, and empowering the process of self-coaching, we've covered a spectrum of what a coach is and can be for you. Remember, the goal of this journey is not just about reaching your physical peak, even though that's pretty awesome, but embracing the path of growth, learning, self-discovery. Rather, you have a guided coach that will get you faster, charting the course to know where you're supposed to go, the dedication to pushing your limits, refining your skills, and having a mindset of resilience. That is what leads to true mastery. So what's the next move for you? Are you going to look for a coach who resonates with you, with your aspirations, or perhaps you're going to take the helm yourself and self-coaching? If you do want to have a coach specifically for accountability and answering some questions or to be there for you, our 7-day free course at awesomeninjafitness.com will do exactly for that, for 7 days to see if that is something that you really like. Until next time, keep pushing, keep climbing, and most importantly, keep enjoying every step of your journey. Here's to the next chapter in your bodyweight sports adventure. Stay strong, stay inspired, and remember, your potential is limitless. Stay awesome.